Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sterling Slaughter. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sterling Slaughter. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hawk Taylor. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Fisher. Brock moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to third. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Gonder reaches second base with a double. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher takes first base on ball four. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brock throws the ball into Rogers, who tags Cranepool trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gonder scores. Christopher moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Mets, 1. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-1, Mets. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-1 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Gonder hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sterling Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter strikes out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Brock bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into left field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Christopher moves to third. Wayne Scherr now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Christopher scores. Taylor moves to second. It's 5-1, Mets. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smith. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Schaefer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Taylor. Schaefer reaches second base with a double. Cowan goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Mets. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Scherr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scherr strikes out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stewart moves to third. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gonder hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christopher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a line drive, foul, towards first. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs too. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cowan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schaefer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Gabrielson pinch hits for Wayne Scher. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gabrielson moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Len Gabrielson now playing right field. Lou Brock now playing center field. Don Elston now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gonder takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Elston. Hunt moves to third. Gonder moves to second. Jack Spring now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Gonder scores. Christopher moves to second. It's 8-2, Mets. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spring fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Amalfitano pinch hits for Jack Spring. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Schaefer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Smith reaches second base with a double. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-4 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Smith now playing left field. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Mets. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.